Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 20th, 2023. A war against common egoism. Question: a person fights with his ego for connection with the friends. I just do not understand why I should pause here, and what happens at this pause. Will I fall if I pause? Answer: no, at this pause neither retreat nor cessation of military activities take place. You simply begin to better understand where you are, who you are fighting with, and why. This is a forced pause to reassess your strengths and goals. This is Hanukkah. You must realize that with the understanding that you are now gaining, you again need to connect with the Creator and with all your friends in one single desire for love, bestowal, and mutual assistance, and with this go to war against our common egoism. Question: what if you do not fight the war, but pray constantly? Answer: this is, in fact, conducting the war, because we choose between two forces of nature, egoistic and altruistic. Any fight occurs only in our desires, intentions, and internal and spiritual actions. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 13, 2023. Writings of Rabash Greeks have gathered around me. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, on Sadi Shirazi's verse at the UN headquarters in New York. A verse by the Persian poet Sadi Shirazi is written in gold letters and adorns the pediment of the building of the UN headquarters in New York. All human beings are members of one frame, since all, at first, from the same essence came. When time afflicts a limb with pain, the other limbs cannot at rest remain. If thou feel not for others' misery, a human being is no name for thee. All human beings are members of one frame is similar to what we say in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we, all of humanity, are a single soul, wholly connected as one man with one heart. This soul is called Adam HaRishon, Heb. First man, in Kabbalah, a state where we are completely connected like cells and organs in an organism. Our perception of separation and detachment comes from our egoism. We emerge from the first essence, as the text writes, which is our common nature, the desire to receive that we all emerge from. Likewise, we can interpret, when time afflicts a limb with pain, the other limbs cannot at rest remain, that even if one part of our body is affected by egoism, the desire to enjoy for self-benefit alone, then our whole body gets sick, similar to how a cancerous cell acts in a human body. We can say about humanity today that it is all affected by egoism, and this is actually good. What is good about it? It is that it is very close to the full recognition of egoism as an evil quality that negatively affects us all. There is a saying that the diagnosis of an illness is half of its cure, and accordingly the recognition of us being affected by egoism, feeling it like a cancerous tumor that sickens us and brings detriment to our lives, leads us to seek its cure. Similar to how an illness in one part of the body affects the whole body, likewise the correction we need to make is one that spans the whole of humanity. It is insufficient for only a part of humanity to heal, it must be global today, since we are a globally integrated humanity. The light our ancestors were rewarded. Question: due to what in Hanukkah do we get additional strength to work with the vessels of reception? Answer: it is due to the fact that once people fought for it, and now we use it. We try to connect and rely on the upper light that our ancestors were honored with during their Hanukkah. Therefore, no special actions are required of us. We continue our usual work in the ten, remembering that we are in the days of Hanukkah, and thus attract the upper light that they revealed at the time. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 14, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is Hanukkah? There are no other options. Question: Hanukkah is a break in the war against the ego, when we set ourselves up for victory. But if we don't win this war, what can we expect next? Answer: we will definitely win the war against the evil inclination because everything has already been calculated from above. So, there's no problem. But to do this, we must come together in one heart, connect with each other, work together, and support each other only out of a common, mutually united desire. Then we will defeat egoism. There are no other options. Question: can we consider that in fact our job is easy, and thus calm ourselves down in order to go into battle? Answer: we can. It is said that this is not hard work. Only those who develop a love for their friends see how easy it is. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 14, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is Hanukkah? How can we attract the force of the Creator? Question: what do we lack to attract the force of the Creator? Answer: you only need to open your hearts in the ten, connect them into one big heart, and turn to the Creator so that He fills it. Question: supposedly, a small child throwing a fit in a store understands what toy he wants. But we do not know what connection we demand from the Creator. Answer: that is why Kabbalah is called a concealed wisdom. Question: should we ask for this feeling to appear to us? Answer: it will not appear clearly anyway, it will be somehow concealed because the main thing for you is the connection with your friends and not what you receive in it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 6, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam concerning the revealed and the concealed. The elixir of life and death. Question: Vlad asks a lot of questions. I know that the Torah is the greatest miracle that has happened in the world. Thanks to the Torah, humanity has learned what morality, ethics, and humanism are. The Torah has become the source of life for the whole world. And I was surprised when I suddenly heard that the Torah could be the elixir of death. It is written that it can be either the elixir of life, which is understandable, or the elixir of death, which is absolutely incomprehensible. Could you explain how this is possible? I think something else is implied here. It cannot be death. I am sure of it. Answer: it depends on how you use this methodology. You either come closer to the Creator, and then it is the elixir of life. Or you can move away from the Creator, become more and more opposite to Him, and then it is the elixir of death. Question: how can one move away from the Creator? Answer: man does not want to come close to the Creator. He does not want any rapprochement with the Creator at all. Question: meaning that initially, when beginning to study, or read, or go through this methodology, I have to set a goal: I study and read this in order to get closer to the Creator. What is rapprochement with the Creator? Answer: getting closer to the Creator means constantly awakening the desire for bestowal, love, and connection with others and oneself. Question: in what case does the Torah become death? Answer: it is if I do not think about others, about anyone, only about myself, and I egoistically perceive everything around me. Question: so it is if I study the Torah while thinking about myself? Could it be in order to become famous, to know everything by heart? Does this all lead to death? Answer: yes. Question: everyone reads the Torah in their own way, says Vlad. Someone sees laws in it, someone sees the history of the nation. You are talking about forces, that there is power behind every word and name. Why does everyone see something different in the Torah? Answer: because it is based on themselves. Everyone has their own special, personal spiritual route. Everyone reads it in their own way. You see how it is being interpreted? Question: yes, there are many different interpretations. And I, an ordinary person, read this interpretation but interpret it on my own? Or am I already proceeding from this interpretation? Answer: you interpret it the way you were created. If you want to interpret it differently, you have to work on yourself, make yourself more giving, more loving, and so on. Question: then will I accept, for example, the Kabbalistic interpretation? Answer: then you will have to take it upon yourself. Question: and will I interpret it in my own way or how the Kabbalists interpret it? Answer: there is no other way, only as the Kabbalists say. You will see that this is the only way it works. Question: is this the elixir of life? Answer: yes. Question: when will the Torah become the elixir of life for everyone? Answer: this is a problem. It is when the Creator shows everyone how the world really works. Question: you mean when there will be a revelation for the whole world? Answer: yes. Then, involuntarily, all people will come, agree, bow down, and want to master the Torah. Question: even if I held completely different opinions, lived in a different way, suddenly the Creator will reveal himself to me and everything will turn upside down? Answer: everything. It is not you who turns it upside down, everything is turned upside down in you. Question: as if all these lives and years did not exist? Answer: yes. Question: how does this happen? Answer: we will find out soon enough. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 6, 2023. Expanding the range of our sensations. Question: can you give examples of or describe the spiritual world? Answer: it is impossible to describe it. I have no words to describe the spiritual world. Therefore, Kabbalists invented their own language or used the language of our world to describe spiritual roots. But then you still imagine that there are objects from our world in the spiritual world. When I say man, woman, children, and trees, you imagine them in the spiritual world as the same as they are in our world. First of all, we need to break away from earthly images, similar to Abraham when he smashed his idols. Therefore, I should not describe what is happening in the upper world. It is said, what you attain, you and no one else will feel. This is impossible to convey. You have to get to it yourself and attain it. Then you and I, feeling the same picture, will be able to exchange our impressions. It will be clear to us from our common language what we are talking about. We need to start working with ourselves to expand the range of our sensations. Until then, you cannot do anything. You will look at the others and say, how small they are. How stupid they are. How limited they are. How they lead themselves to even greater suffering. And you will not be able to do anything either. From Cab TV's I Got a Call: Limitations of Vision and Hearing, November 29, 2011. Inside a limited picture of the world. Now we are in the world of infinity, in which there are an infinite number of images, connections, and all kinds of properties. But we perceive it as our world. We build some kind of toys in it, and do things because we do not want to expand our perception of it. We have fenced ourselves off from the infinite, special world we actually live in, and instead of expanding our perception and feeling what it is, we keep ourselves busy with playing and talking to ourselves, practically lying to ourselves, and that is how we exist. We are given some segment of existence called our life. Within this framework, we are given the opportunity to expand the boundaries of our perception so much as to go beyond the limits of the bodily sensory organs and begin to perceive the world around us differently from how it is depicted to us through the five corporeal senses. Our vision and hearing are so limited that they give us a very small picture, which we call our world. Kabbalists do not consider it to exist at all. They say it is an imaginary world, a contrived world, because in fact, it has nothing to do with the true picture, which is revealed if you begin to expand your perception and reveal the real universe. But what do? We deceive ourselves throughout our lives. Inside the small picture of the world that we perceive, we begin to play with all sorts of toys and movies. It is a pity. But since there is a program of creation from which we cannot escape, in this limited picture of the world, which is screened to us through our five senses, we gradually begin to feel an acute lack. It is not enough. We want more. We feel bad. We need to get out of this state. Yet we are trying to somehow talk ourselves out of it, spinning around in order to stop feeling the crisis. In fact, this is a crisis in our perception of the universe. Nature pushes us to rise, expand our perception, and begin to feel the eternal perfect picture of the world that exists outside of us. But we do not want to do that. We resist until we go through such suffering that will no longer let us remain in this picture, and we begin to associate our suffering with the limitation of our perception. Then we will have to change ourselves. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Limitations of Vision and Hearing, November 29, 2011. The relevance of fulfilling the commandments. Question: what does it mean that there are commandments that could previously be fulfilled, for example, those related to the temple, but now cannot? Answer: there is no temple, and there are no such commandments. In past centuries during the time of the temples, we kept the commandments concerning them. But today, there is no need for this. That is why the temples disappeared. Now, we can do something else that was not necessary in those days. Question: it seems to me that there may be confusion here between internal action and physical action. As explained in Kabbalah, the internal action of the commandment is a change of intention from reception to bestowal, right? Answer: Baal HaSulam writes in one of his letters that when the Jews received the Torah as one man with one heart, they first observed the most important commandment, love your neighbor. But their egoism constantly grew and they were unable to stay in this state. They replaced it with external manifestations. But the fact is that without physical actions, the intention is dead. Therefore, we must understand that we need to fulfill the commandments physically and internally in our attitude. From CabTV's Spiritual States, November 21, 2023. Spiritual contact is beyond the physical limits. Question: is it possible to reach the spiritual sensation of one another remotely, without physical contact? Answer: we are very little, very limited, and very crude. Therefore, we still need physical contact for now. However, if my students can truly come out beyond the egoistic limitation, it will not matter where we will be. Then if I die, I will still be together with them. Just like Hari told his disciples before he died, if you reach the upper world, I will be teaching you. Thus, make an effort. He wrote that of all his disciples, only Haimvit Tel could continue the study of Kabbalah. The rest of them should not even study because they did not understand him and did not come beyond the sensations of this world. Therefore, Haimvit Tel was his only disciple who described and passed his method to us. Thus, the most important thing is to come out beyond the frame of our world. After that, one can talk about any other methods of perception. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The Power of the World Group, December 2, 2011. Love your neighbor is the main commandment of the universe. Question: Baal HaSulam writes that there is one commandment, love your neighbor. Why does the Creator require us to fulfill this particular commandment? Answer: the commandment love thy neighbor as thyself includes all human corrections. If a person starts treating others the same way he treats himself, he will transform his egoistic nature into the property of bestowal and love. In principle, this is all that the Torah should lead us to. It is in this action that we reveal the Creator. Question: can we say there are more important and less important commandments, or are they all equally important? Answer: it is difficult to say which commandments are more important and which are less. But it follows from Rabbi Akiva's explanation that love thy neighbor is the most important general commandment. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 21, 2023. Dissolve in the whole world. Question: to be awarded the clothing of the Creator, one must feel like they are below everyone. What kind of lowness is this? I can just be in low thoughts, meaning, not think about the Creator at all. Answer: no, it is not about low thoughts. The point is, what is your assessment of yourself relative to the world and everyone? Comment: I can feel small about all the great ones of this world and their values. But that is not the point. My response: and about that too. A person who wants to reach the Creator must dissolve into the whole world, to feel below everyone, and then he will begin to understand the state of the upper. As it is said, from the low I recognize the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 5, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: man's pride shall bring him low.